Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Double A, you remember the moment you met your wife?
Yes, I do.
Love at first sight, huh?
Well, it was love at first sight for me, not so much for her.
Yeah. I'm sure it took a little time.
Yeah, it took a lot of time.
No, it didn't.
A lot of time, a couple of years.
Yeah, well, for Phyllis and Tom Tressler, this couple that met in World War II, it was love at first sight, and they have a really special story.
1945, we met.
It was the end of World War II, but the beginning of a 70-year love story between Phyllis and Tom Tressler.
I enlisted in the Marines in 1943 and went through boot camp. They attached me to a unit, sent me to American Samoa, and that went up to the Ellis Islands, and then we went to the Marshall Islands.
While Tom was overseas fighting in the war, Phyllis was doing her part back in the States.
I ended up decided that I want to go in the Marines. So I went and enlisted in the Marine Corps. And I never regretted it.
My mother, when she was a kid in Seattle, she graduated from high school, went to work for the Boeing aircraft plant near her home, and helped make B-17 wings in the middle part of the war. And then President Roosevelt asked American women to enlist in the military. So my mother's very patriotic.
Phyllis was sent to work in a warehouse in a Marine Air Force base in North Carolina. Tom was assigned to that same base after he returned home from serving in the South Pacific.
He was my boss.
And when I met her, I was overawed. It was love at first sight. We had won the war. But best of all, the fact that I met Phyllis, the love of my life, and we have lived happily ever after.
The Tresslers' happily ever after took them back to Tom's roots in Chicago, where they raised their son, Tom Jr.
Second and 10 of the 20. Backs up, now throws left side, back shoulder fade. Jeffrey, touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
Just like his dad, Tom Jr. became a lifelong Bears fan.
I remember watching the game laying on the living room carpet. My parents sat in this little place we had on the couch and watched the games. Just watched them all the time.
On November 22, 2015, the Tresslers got to watch the Bears from a whole new perspective. The Bears honored these two World War II veterans during a game against the Broncos.
I'm surprised, really surprised.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Just unbelievable.
It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I was very proud of my parents for that very moment because they have, you know, no recognition. It really came to people who came home from World War II, and they got their long overdue thank you.
We're very grateful for this opportunity. We enjoyed it.
Go Bears!
You know when they honor the soldiers at Soldier Field during game days? That's my absolute favorite part. It's like the whole stadium just stops. Yeah.
It's mine too. I mean, win or lose, whenever you hear that, American soldier, American.
Is Toby Keith
you
here?
Stop whatever you're doing. Yeah. Give me my Grammy.
Oh,
American soldier.
All right, time for one final break. We'll be back right after this.